Going to talk about historic flooding yet again, not along the Mississippi, not along the Missouri. This time it's the Souris River, which loops from Canada down into North Dakota, now flowing to historic levels. More than 11,000 people in the city of Minot have been evacuated.
Just how devastating it is and how sad. I mean, you know, people just have to stand by and watch everything they own get ruined.
You can hear the weariness in that, the voice of that resident who was interviewed by CBS. Joining us now, Dave Thompson, news director for Prairie Public Broadcasting. You can hear the takeaway on KFJM in Grand Forks every morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Celeste.
So this is the probably one of the worst parts about the story. This is the second time these people have been evacuated.
In about a month, it is the second time they were evacuated. First time, they were expecting a flow from the Souris that was going to be close to the benchmark flood, which is 1969, where 10,000 people were evacuated. That didn't happen. Minot was feeling pretty good, and residents were back in their homes. All of a sudden, you had a major rainstorm in Canada, and of course, as you said, the Souris flows from Canada down and loops through Minot and then loops back up into Canada. And they had a major rainstorm, and of course, the snowmelt has started, and that's all caused, if you want to call the cliche, the perfect storm that's causing the river to rise to really record levels this time.
And we are seeing some of the same situations we saw along the Mississippi and the Missouri, which is that the levees that were built to handle the flooding in the 1960s and 70s are not handling the flow.
That's right. The levees basically are being overtopped and in a couple of cases have been breached. And you have a flood situation in Minot where it is going to be 7 feet higher than the actual flood of record, which was back in 1881. So it's 7 feet higher than that. And the city constructed extensive dikes after the 1969 flood, plus a Souris River diversion through town, which basically helps divert the water. But that's all basically just overtopping right now.
So what is the plan at this point to handle this water once the residents have been evacuated, just to let it flood and then pass by?
Well, they're working on some secondary dikes, and they're trying to protect some of the critical infrastructure like sewer and water. Also, the university in Minot, Minot State University, and some of the other north-south routes, so there's access. But they're basically saying we've just got to let the water flow, and unfortunately, some people may have some serious house damage.
And in fact, a lot of people, we're speaking with Dave Thompson of Prairie Public Broadcasting, a lot of people at this point are complaining that they're being evacuated. They can't truly take the time to protect their homes, and they're not covered for the damage. They may just lose their homes.
That's very true, and a lot of people will face that as well. And this came so fast with the big rainstorm that people did not have a lot of time to evacuate. As a matter of fact, yesterday they were expecting to be out by 6 p.m., and then the sirens blew at 1, basically saying, get out now. So it's really a fast-moving event.
Dave Thompson is news director for Prairie Public Broadcasting. You can hear the takeaway there on KFJM in Grand Forks. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you, Celeste.
Talking about historic flooding along the Souris River, which, as you heard Dave describe, loops down from Canada down into North Dakota. A record amount of rainfall and snowmelt has caused the levees basically to fail in controlling the historic flooding there. The last major flood was in 1969.